Leaders from villages in the Bethel region are meeting in Aniak this week to talk about the biggest environmental issues in their villages. The Kuskokwim River Watershed Council is organizing the summit. The organization looks after the health of the largest free-flowing river in the United States. David Grisso is executive director of the council. He says the group is focused on water quality monitoring and other projects.
We're doing surveys for, you know, subsistence uses. For example, we do a fish camp survey and mapping so that we know where are the fish camps, where are the set nets that people use, where are the drifts. So if the mining project comes in place, we know we have some baseline data of how, you know, subsistence uses used to be in 2009, for example. You know, more projects we're working on with people are on renewable energy. So, you know, the energy prices are really, really high here. Aniak, for example, has a price of, you know, 57 cents a kilowatt, which is, you know, comparing to Seattle where I came from before, it's basically, I think it's 20 times more expensive. And there's almost no renewable energies here when there is a potential. There's a good potential for solar in interior parts and for wind in the downriver.
And the mission, what would you say the mission of your group is?
The mission is very basic, and it's you know, to protect and maintain traditional subsistence life for the residents of the Kuskokwim. And in our last meeting, we added through clean air, water, and land. So the reason why we focus on subsistence, traditional subsistence life, is because it is kind of an indicator of the health of the system, because, you know, everything is really related here. So if you know that the salmon runs are healthy, you know that that is going to provide nutrients for the system. That's the main source of nutrients for the whole watershed, is the salmon runs.
David, how healthy is the Kuskokwim watershed, and what would you say are the biggest threats to it?
If you come here, first, the thing that you say, wow, this is just as pristine as it gets. But when you start looking at things that have happened in the past or are happening now, what you find is you find spots where there are environmental issues. We have, for example, a mine up here in Red Devil that is going to be included in the national priorities list for Superfund, which means that it needs to be cleaned up because it's leaking, you know, mercury, antimony, lead, and arsenic into the Kuskokwim. We have a lot of environmental problems in the villages, you know, with the dumps. There's a lot of garbage that comes in. You know, there's no road system here. So, you know, whenever something comes in, it just stays. There are not many avenues to take the recyclables out of the villages. And, of course, we have the potential natural resource development projects like Donlin Creek, which would be the second largest gold mine in the world. If it happens, it will change completely the region, because just an example of, you know, one of the visible aspects of it is that, you know, nowadays we have a traffic of around 3 barges per year coming up and down the river. And the expected traffic of barges is going to increase to around 170 barges per year.
You're having a summit this week. What are you hoping that you'll accomplish there?
Basically, to formalize the membership, you know, we expect to have 23 to 28 villages become formal members. And to get them more involved. My hope is that once they see it's really implemented and that we have funding for the next year and that we have a system in place and that we're doing projects, they look at it and they start working together, because that is what we really need. We need to have people to start getting together and address the issues that are dividing the region, talk to each other, and start just, you know, sharing information and working with each other.
David Grisso is the executive director of the Kuskokwim River Watershed Council. The organization is based in Aniak.